Automation timing for tip stop moments. Intermediate level in Ableton Live for drum and bass. Let's build this in a way you can reuse, and more importantly, in a way that always lands on the drop like it's glued to the grid. Tape stops in DNB are one of those instant type moves, but only when they're surgical. The effect is easy. The timing is where it either sounds like a pro transition or like your project just broke. Today we're focusing on three things: exactly when the stop starts, how long the deceleration lasts, and what you do right before and right after so the drop still punches. First, quick session prep, because DNB timing is unforgiving. Set your tempo somewhere in a classic rolling zone, 172 to 176 BPM. Then jump into arrangement view, because this is all about automation that's locked to the song structure. Turn on automation view with the A key, and set your grid to something detailed like 1/8 or 1/16. If you're newer to precise automation, use fixed grid, not adaptive. Fixed grid keeps you honest. Now, identify your phrase points. Most DNB phrases are built around 16 or 32 bars, so you're typically aiming a tape stop right at the end of bar 16 into bar 17, or bar 32 into 33, that kind of thing. The big mindset shift is this: the tape stop works best when it replaces a fill, not when it fights one. So either you do a fill, or you do a stop, or you do a tiny fill into a stop. Keep it clean. Next decision: where do you actually apply the tape stop? You have three solid options. On the master is the biggest. Everything dies moment. But it's also the riskiest because it grabs your sub, your reverb tails, your delays, literally everything. Option 2 is a music bus, which is usually the sweet spot for modern rolling DNB. You stop the musical layers, but you can keep drums clean, or at least keep control. Option 3 is a drum bus, which is great for jungle-style break manipulation, like stopping the amen while the bass holds. If you're not sure, start with a music bus. Route your bass mids, synths, atmospheres, vocals, whatever counts as music, into a group called music bus. Leave your drums outside for now. That alone makes the drop hit more consistently, because your drum transients aren't being mangled by the stop. Now let's build a stock device tape stop that you can automate precisely. On your chosen bus, add this chain, frequency shifter first, then optionally auto filter for that power down tone, then utility at the end for gain trim and safety. Open frequency shifter, set it to shift mode, fine at 0, wide at 0, dry slash wet at 100%. Frequency starts at 0 Hz. That's your normal playback. Here's the key: the tape stop motion comes from automating the frequency parameter downwards over a very short time. You're basically creating a fast pitch fall that reads like the audio is slowing down. So, in arrangement, choose the automation lane for frequency shifter, frequency. We'll build a ramp from 0 Hz down to somewhere around minus 1200 to minus 2400 Hz. The exact number is taste dependent and source dependent. If it's harsh and metallic, don't panic, we'll tame it with filtering and gain staging. But first, timing. Let's talk timing templates that actually work in DNB. 1/8 note is super tight, that's more like a glitch stop. Very snappy, almost like you grabbed the track for a split second. 1/4 note is the main weapon. It's fast enough at 174 BPM to feel punchy, but long enough that the listener clearly reads tape stop. 1/2 note is dramatic and cinematic, but be careful, in DNB, long ramps can start to feel like the whole song tempo is changing, which can kill the urgency unless you're in a breakdown. Now, the move that makes this land every time. Don't guess the start point. Place the end point first. Put a locator on the downbeat where you want the drop to hit, like bar 17 beat 1. Decide your ramp length, say 1/4 note. Then place the end of your automation ramp exactly on that downbeat, and place the start exactly 1/4 note before it. This lead time approach keeps you from nudging curves forever, because the drop feels late. You're locking the landing, and letting the ramp happen before it. Practical DNB placement: start the ramp on the last 1/8 before beat 1 of the drop bar, and then hit silence on the downbeat. That tiny silence moment is what makes the crowd lean forward. Now, let's make the stop feel intentional, not accidental, by adding a micro hold right before it. A tape stop is way stronger if time kind of grabs the audio for a moment before it slows down. Easiest stock method: beat repeat before the frequency shifter in the chain. Set beat repeat with interval at 1 bar, or 1/2 if you want it more frequent. Grid at 1/16. Variation at 0. Chance at 0 because we'll automate it. Gate at 100%. Pitch at 0. Mix somewhere subtle like 10-25%, or automate it higher for a moment. Then automate chance from 0 to 100% for just 1/16, to 1/8 note right before your pitch ramp starts, then immediately back to zero. You'll hear that freeze moment, then the tape stop happens. That combination reads as purposeful, like a DJ hand touched the platter, then did a full break. If beat repeat isn't your vibe, you can do it manually, duplicate the last snare or vocal chop and slice it into 1/16 repeats, then let the tape stop finish the phrase. Same idea, just more hands-on. Now we level up into the intermediate stuff that separates clean stops from messy stops, clicks, tails, and the restart. Tape stops can click because you're disrupting the waveform, especially at deep pitch values, so we add a micro fade to silence right as the stop finishes. On the same bus, automate utility gain or the track volume. Keep the level basically steady through most of the ramp, and then in the last 10 to 40 milliseconds, fade to minus infinity. Teacher tip here, separate pitch fall from energy fall. If the volume fades too early, the stop feels small. Let the pitch do the drama, then do a quick late fade purely to prevent clicks and zipper noise. Now decide what happens on the downbeat of a drop. In DNB, you've got a few club-tested options. Option 1. Full silence on beat 1, then drum slam on beat 2. That's evil and suspenseful. Option 2. Sub-only hit on beat 1, drums on beat 2. That one feels heavy and DJ-friendly because the room still moves even during the gap. Option 3. Reverse crash into beat 1, then full drop. Classic and effective. Whatever you choose, follow this timing rule. Don't let the tail of the stop smear into the first kick and snare. DNB lives on transient definition. If the stop tail overlaps your downbeat, your drop will feel softer, even if it's louder on the meters. Sometimes all it takes is a clean 10 to 30 millisecond gap before the transient so it feels unmasked. Quick extra note on width and phase, because clubs can be brutal. Frequency shifting and filtering on wide stereo material can fold weirdly in mono. If your bus is super wide, try putting a utility before the stop chain and automating width down a bit during the stop window, like 100% down to 60 or 80. It makes the power down feel centered and more solid. Now let's make it musical in a DNB phrase, because placement is half the magic. The most common placement is bar 16 into bar 17. Here's a reliable blueprint. In bar 16, on beat 4, do your micro stutter for 1/16. Then in the last quarter note of the bar, run the tape stop ramp. On bar 17 beat 1, either silence or impact. Then bar 17 beat 2, full drop. That beat 2 slam is such a classic because it gives the listener a breath and makes the drums feel like they arrive harder. Another placement is a mid-phrase fake out, like bar 24 into 25. Do a super tight 1/8 stop, then instantly restart into a new break variation. It's like a wink to the listener, and it keeps the arrangement from feeling too predictable. And jungle style. Stop the break pus, let the bass drone or filter down, then bring the break back with a flam or snare rush. That's a whole vibe on its own. Before we wrap, let's hit the common mistakes so you can avoid the usual pain. Mistake 1. Stopping the master without managing reverb and delay tails. Result: a whooshy, muddy drop. Fix: put reverbs on return tracks and consider stopping only the music pus, not the returns, so your spatial effects don't get mangled. Mistake 2. The ramp is too long. In DNB, long ramps can sound like the song is slowing down, not in audio. Fix: start with 1/4 note and only go longer when you want cinematic. Mistake 3. No gain staging. Pitch and shift effects can change perceived loudness. Fix: keep utility last and trim so the stop doesn't jump out in a weird way. Mistake 4. The stop lands off grid. If it's not locked, it sounds accidental. Fix: 1/16 grid. Place start and end on exact landmarks and use that place the end first method. Mistake 5. Smearing the drop transient. Fix: micro fade and a tiny gap. Now some darker, heavier DNB pro tips. Quick and nasty. Split the sub from the stop. Keep your sub clean and continuous while stopping mids and highs. Easy method. Duplicate your bass into SUB and MID bass tracks. Stop only mid bass. Your low end stays authoritative while the rest does the trick. Add power down filtering. After frequency shifter, use auto filter in low pass 24 mode and a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB, and automate cutoff from maybe 8 to 12 kHz down to 300 to 800 HC during the stop. It sells the system shutting off illusion. And don't overuse this. Tape stops are like seasoning. Use them for structural moments. New drop variation, switch up, fake out. If you do it every 16 bars, it becomes predictable. Let's finish with a mini practice you can do in 10 minutes and actually improve fast. Take an 8-bar loop of your drop with drums, bass, and synths. On the music bus, put beat repeat, frequency shifter, auto filter, utility. At the end of bar 8, duplicate the section into three versions. Version 1, 1/8 note tape stop ramp. Version 2, 1/4 note ramp. Version 3, 1/2 note ramp. In each version, add the beat repeat hold for 1/16th right before the ramp, and add a utility fade to silence over about 20 milliseconds at the end. Then a slash B them. Ask two questions. Which one keeps the drop feeling the heaviest? And which one makes the listener anticipate the downbeat the most? You'll usually find 1/4 note wins for rolling DNB, but the best choice depends on how busy your drums are and how long your reverb tails are. One last optional upgrade. Once you like the timing, resample the stop to audio. Treat it like a sample. You can turn warping off, add tiny fades, EQ the tail, and you'll never have a CPU surprise or a slightly different render later. It becomes a reliable tool you can drag into any project. Recap to lock it in. The power of a tape stop in DNB is automation timing. Start with a 1/4 note ramp. Place the end on the drop downbeat and back calculate the start. Add a micro hold before the ramp so it feels intentional. Keep level steady, then do a tiny fade at the end to avoid clicks. Protect the drop transient with a clean gap and consider stopping a bus instead of the master for cleaner control. If you tell me your BPM and whether you're stopping the master, the music bus, or the drums, I can suggest a default ramp length and curve shape that tends to translate best in clubs at that tempo.